Turkey's new prime minister appears to be in no hurry to seek a vote, allowing U.S. troops and aircraft to base in his country for possible war against Iraq. Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office Friday, but he says he wants to get a vote of confidence from the Turkish parliament for his new government before he raises the question of U.S. troops. He's indicated none of that is likely to happen until next weekend, which means a parliamentary vote on the U.S. deployment could be pushed off until the following week. All of this is creating headaches for U.S. military planners. Joining me now is NPR's Tom Gelton. What's at stake here? What's riding on this Turkish vote?
Three things, Lynn. One issue each for the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy. First is the question of whether the United States can bring troops in overland through Turkey to northern Iraq. That's the Army's issue. The Air Force wants to base about 100 fighter aircraft in Turkey so they can fly bombing missions in Iraq out of there. The third issue is permission to fly over Turkish territory, and that's especially important for the Navy, which has combat aircraft based on aircraft carriers in the eastern Mediterranean. They'd need to be able to, or like to be able to, fly over Turkey to get into Iraq for bombing missions. Now, all three of these issues are tied up in one package. So far, Turkey has not agreed to any of it. The first question about the troops at this point is almost moot, Lynn. The soldiers from the 4th Infantry Division are still at their base in Fort Hood in Texas, and it's virtually inconceivable at this point that they would have any role in a war. The other two issues, basing combat aircraft in Turkey and overflight rights, are still alive, but obviously something would need to happen soon.
So if Turkey doesn't bend on this, how does the war plan change?
Well, U.S. commanders are already essentially planning to do without that northern front with the 4th Infantry Division. As for the other questions, the Air Force is scrambling to put those 100 or so fighter jets at an airbase in the United Arab Emirates down in the Gulf. The Navy theoretically could still operate from the eastern Mediterranean by flying over Israel instead of Turkey. But given the way this war is already causing so many problems in the Arab world, the U.S. really does not want to have to fly over Israel. So the plan is to move those ships through the Suez Canal into the Red Sea. The aircraft carriers could also move down there. They'd do that. It would only take them about 48 hours to do that. Then the carrier-based aircraft could be there as well. They would be able to fly over Saudi Arabia then instead of Turkey or Israel to get to Iraq.
Well, is there an advantage to being in Turkey or flying over Turkey as opposed to being in the Red Sea? Does it make any difference one way or the other?
Not a big difference, Lynn. It's about the same distance. The advantage to being in the Mediterranean is, for example, that U.S. ships there would be less likely the target of a suicide attack. They're also a little bit closer to logistics bases. The third thing is that the United States just wanted Turkey involved in this sort of politically, just to show that there is a Muslim country that was on the U.S. side.
The U.S. has offered Turkey billions of dollars in aid in return for its cooperation on the bases. Do they have any more leverage to work with now? They've withdrawn that aid. What leverage is there now?
The only remaining leverage, Lynn, is negative leverage in a sense. The United States has said part of that agreement was that if Turkey let the United States come in, the United States would allow Turkish troops to go into northern Iraq to protect Turkish interests there. Without that agreement, the United States is now saying that those Turkish troops cannot assume that they can go into Iraq. That would be a big disappointment for the Turkish military.
Has the United States given Turkey any kind of deadline to act?
As long as those aircraft carriers are sitting in the eastern Mediterranean, a vote from Turkey would be welcomed. Once those carriers are gone, Turkey is essentially useless. We do know that President Bush has said he'll announce when the war might start in order to give aid workers and journalists time to get out of Iraq before the bombing starts. So the deadline really is the president's announcement.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Thanks very much, Tom.
You're welcome, Lynn.